Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko meet today in Berlin alongside their French and German counterparts. The goal is reaching peace in eastern Ukraine. Can that even happen? It's the first time the four leaders will have gathered in more than a year since the only partially successful Minsk agreement, that 2015 agreement, helped to end large-scale battles in the fighting. But it's continued. More than 10,000 have died since the start of hostilities between Russia and Ukraine more than 2 years ago. Oleh Rybachuk serves as chairman and co-founder of the Ukrainian NGO Center UA. He's also former chief of staff to Ukrainian President Viktor Yushchenko. Welcome to The Takeaway, Oleh.
Thank you.
Does Vladimir Putin hold all the cards in these talks?
No, not at all. Never so little under his sleeve as today. His visit to Berlin is rather imposed on him because he made a number of defiant statements saying that he believes it makes no sense to go unless the world will respond to his demand. The world and Ukraine is part of it. Ignore his demand, but still he must go because he feels pretty isolated. He was supposed to be today a guest of honor in Paris, but that visit was killed by French.
So do you think that the settlement of these talks will result in an end of hostilities?
No one. It's amazing that yesterday only there was this news that finally this year the heads of four states formed a meeting and all confirmed, and immediately Ukrainian president, then Russian president, then Chancellor Merkel said that they do not expect any breakthrough for this meeting. So there is almost unilateral understanding that there will be no breakthrough.
So what could possibly be the purpose of this meeting if hostilities can't end? Will there be any evolution of where Ukraine will sit in Eastern Europe, even if it ends up divided?
It's not about Ukraine being divided. It's about Ukraine occupied by regular Russian troops, and Putin pretended they are not there. He was talking the same thing about Crimea. The test is actually not so much to Ukraine as to Germany and France. Will they demand that Russian troops withdraw first, and then we'll start talking about possible elections? Because I don't remember in the world history occupied territories electing somebody. Putin would like to create the new era, probably. But Ukraine now is as united as never before against Putin and against Russia. The result of the war, Putin was the most popular politician in Ukraine just before he annexed Crimea. Now, most part of Ukrainian army fighting Russian army are Russian-speaking Ukrainians.
So, but again, I'm a little perplexed. I mean, Putin can do whatever he wants. The Russian people will support him. The Ukrainians don't have the military capability to push the troops out of Ukraine right now. These talks, you've already described them as they're going to be pretty tense.
No, they would be without any result and no expectations from none of the participants. They said that publicly. Putin's office, President's office, Merkel's office said that we don't expect any breakthroughs from this meeting.
So then the future for your people, Oleh, is a continued conflict and a dream of returning Crimea to Ukraine.
No, the dreaming, sir, is not enough, as you may guess. What changed dramatically? We are now much stronger. Putin lost his momentum. Actually, he was having wrong expectations. He believed that he would be welcomed by absolute majority of Russian-speaking Ukrainians. He believed that his idea of Russian world would practically allow him to annex the rest of Ukraine, like two-thirds of Ukraine, like he annexed Crimea. He never expected such a heavy resistance. He paid heavily. He lost, in 6 months of war in Donbas, he lost more special troops than in 15 years of war in Afghanistan. So he was inflicted heavy military casualties. Now he is also paying dearly financially. Again, those Americans price for gas and oil as low as ever, no access to capital market. That's why he demanded from US to compensate sanctions and to get Russia out of sanctions. So he can drag on with this situation a year max because he's running out of reserves. So there is no win perspective for him.
So these talks will be tense, no resolution, but the clock is ticking. That's the view from Olo Rybachuk, who serves as chairman and co-founder of the Ukrainian NGO Center in Kiev. Olo, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.